Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Jackie Green is making her first appearance on our program today. We're going to talk to her not only about her gift of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. She also has a brand new single and a powerful video you guys are going to definitely want to see. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you can see it, but the single is called God Looks Good on Me. We're going to talk to Jackie not only about that song, but also let you all know how you can stay connected with her as well. Jackie, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was telling you before we went live here, Jackie, I watched that video a couple of times, and I thought just, wow, I mean, what a powerful message. I know people can definitely be able to see themselves in it. We'll be talking more about it. But, Jackie, what has it been like for you as you've been on this journey to be able to share your music and to see the way that people are responding to it?
I tell you, it's a blessing. First of all, it's a blessing because to know that it actually can help someone else other than myself.
Yeah.
When I got into doing this and especially writing this song, God Looks Good on Me, I knew this song was my story. So I knew if it was happening to me, it could be happening to someone else. And so I'm just overwhelmed by the love that's received, especially the video. I mean, it's only been out a few months and it's got over 30,000 views. So that makes me feel really good. But my mission was just to touch one, in which I have. So I feel really good about the project.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have to say I'm not surprised about the views at all, Jackie, because, again, in watching it, it is the story of so many people. And the great thing is it can be, I think, the testimony of so many people, and I think that is another great thing. So take us back to the gift, Jackie. When did you first know that you had been given a gift when it came to music?
Wow. I've been singing since I was 5. I sung with my family, the Burnell family, since I was the age of 5. So I've always been singing. And at one point, I stepped away from that ministry and when I went in the military. And so I kind of lost sight of it. And it came to a point where I still had to come back. And so that's when I met my manager, and she heard me just singing around the house and writing. And she said, we need to put this gift out. You can help someone. And so that was 3 years ago. And so last year, we really put it into effect, and she moved and she shook the world to make sure it happened. And she had more belief in what I did at first and what my gift was. But once I prayed about it and I realized what he's given me, now I know that he has a message in me to share with everyone else. So it's been wonderful.
Yeah. So let's talk about that message, because I think this is the difference in you and other people, Jackie, because I believe all of us are given something. God has given us all something. But it's really up to us, I mean, whether we use it or not. You know, I think that's the difference in having a gift and doing something with the gift. I mean, how did you get out of the fear? How did you get out of your own way and allow your gift to guide you?
I prayed first. And then after that, I mean, and it says, okay, everybody said, let's pray. But I prayed first. Then once I prayed, I found confidence in myself. And then I stepped out on faith. So once I prayed, I activate that faith. And then it caused me to not care what anybody saw or felt about my music, because everybody's going to like it. But I knew that I had to share it. So I overcame that fear. And that's how we came up with this project, God Looks Good on Me.
Yeah. And the rest, as they say, is definitely history. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome Jackie Green to our program today. We're talking to her not only about the love of music and how she's been able to share that, but also the message that has been along with it. So, again, that single is called God Looks Good on Me. And, again, you know, that video, I mean, what was it like for you, I mean, to bring that to life? And especially, I have to say, when the little girl, I guess, that's portraying your daughter, I mean, comes in there. I mean, what is it like for you to be able to be a part of that story that you're singing about?
It was like reliving what I actually wrote about, because it was an emotional scene for us throughout the whole video, because we actually, the people behind the scenes were crying. Was like, wow, she's touching your face. And that emotion, that portrayal is what I went through. I went through, you know, wanting to take my life. I went through struggles and carrying everybody else's stripes. So what I'm saying is not just lyrics to make it sound good. That's what I went through. So that was a very emotional video. That's my baby right there. She's my little angel. She's wonderful, I tell you. And when I saw it and I saw her touch my face, even though I was there, even at that moment, I actually cried. And so that's why it seems so real when they see this video, because the emotions in the room, it was just wonderful. And so I tell you, the video really portrays how I feel about this song.
Yeah, it's a powerful thing. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, Jackie, we're going to give them that opportunity. Here is Jackie Greene with her single, God Looks Good on Me. We'll be back with our conversation with Jackie right after this. Y'all stay with us.
Thank you.
That was God Looks Good on Me, of course, by recording artist Jackie Green. We've been talking to Jackie today on the program, not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. And so now, Jackie, let's talk about the response. When you hear from people, I know you said if you could just touch one, we can already tell by the views on that video, you've definitely done more than that. So, I mean, when you hear from people about the response to that song, how does that make you feel?
Blessed. I mean, that's the best word I can tell. It's blessed and humbled that people actually like what I'm presenting to them, because I put a lot of hard work into this project and the team I have. It's not just me. We put a lot into it. So when that response comes back, it makes me feel good that it's helping someone or somebody feel connected to the music itself.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think that is the great thing about it. Do you also hope that it's able to inspire other people, Jackie, to walk in their own gifts?
Oh, most definitely. I say everybody has, like you said, a passion to do something. If you don't invest in your dream and go for it, you can't actually look for someone else to do it for you. And
right.
So the first step is to say to myself, I'm going to invest in me. I'm going to believe in me. And once I step out, someone else who needs that same belief will latch on to you for that same anointing that you received. So I say step out on faith, invest in yourself, and go for your goals. Don't let nobody tell you you cannot do it, because I'm a living proof that you can do it.
There you go. You're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, recording artist Jackie Green has been our guest today. Great conversation with you today, Jackie. Again, the single is God Looks Good on Me. Jackie, how can our listeners stay connected with you and support the single?
Of course. I mean, of course, they can go to my website, which is www.jackiegreen-epk.com, on Twitter, Miss Jackie Green, and on Instagram, Officially Jackie, and on Facebook, Officially Jackie as well.
All right, so make sure you all are staying connected with Jackie. We've already tagged her on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to be able to find her there. Jackie, congratulations to you again, and thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you, Cyrus, for this platform, and I want you to have a great day, and I enjoy your show. I actually listened to it, and I said, you know what, you're doing great things for artists, and so I really do appreciate you.
Well, look, glad to do it for sure, and definitely you're welcome back here anytime. I also want to thank our good friend Jen Traeger for setting up this conversation with us today. I also want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us, both on the radio side of our program as well as those tuning in online for another segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and missed part of the conversation, depending on how you're listening to us, you can always catch the replay online. If you're joining us, though, out of Atlanta's 106LiveRadio.com or out of Mississippi at 94.1 FM, you can check with your local listings to find out when this show will be re-airing for you. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.